Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. This is your guy, Michael Washington. I hope you all out there can hear me today. I have a few people on the line that we're going to talk to tonight. Hello, who the hell is all here with me? Can you give me your identification so we can move forward?
Yes, can this is Brother Bomani. Human rights
officer. How's it going? I'm sorry?
It's going. How you doing, brother?
Okay. Oh, good. I just had to make sure we had a good little connection going here. All right, thank y'all, everybody. Let me put y'all on pause just for a second so I can get the show officially underway. Welcome, everyone. We want to thank you all for tuning in tonight to People Power Radio, One Love, One Mind. This is your guy, Michael Washington. I am here today to share with you love, unity, and respect, and I have some great outstanding guests tonight. So we're going to give you what you call in for, and hopefully that you'll go home with something that's entertaining and worthwhile, something that's on your mind that you can ask people about and talk about later, a little later on. We want to talk about self-determination, self-motivation. Let's keep that in mind. Again, this is your guy, Michael Washington. I am the Tree Shaker on People Power Radio. Again, why our motto is change your world and your world will change around you. And we're just going to let everybody know that we just want to be down and get down and make this show is yours. It's all about you, what you do, your people, and everything else. We're going to have an excitement tonight. We got a couple of brothers on our host guest tonight. They're going to be speaking. I'm going to be sitting back and maybe taking a break here and there. But we want to know definitely what's on their minds and on their hearts and what they think we can do to better our situation here in the Western Hemisphere of what we call the United States of America. Again, this show is designed with you in mind, and so if we can right now, let me take a little bit of time and see if I can introduce my guest again tonight. And let me go with first brother here tonight. All right, brother, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hey, how you brothers doing tonight?
We're fantastic. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Now, who am I speaking with, everybody? Y'all, matter of fact, y'all live, you know, in about 50 cities and countries, so all combined. So everybody's going to be hearing what y'all are talking about tonight. So y'all, if y'all can, give me a little bit about, a little bit of information. Each one of y'all take about 2-3 minutes at a time, and then we'll go from there. But we want everybody to know. How you doing, Brenda from New Jersey? Glad to see you. All right, brother, man, go ahead. And any one of y'all start off, brother. It's always good to hear you brothers' voices. First of all, again, I'm Michael Washington. I'm your host. I'm just here to let you brothers know that we have a great love, profound respect for you brothers in the revolutionary. I mean, I'm a revolutionary myself, so we in turn have one common thing in mind, and that is erasing our enemies who have their foot on our neck. So, again, I'm going to give it to you brothers right now, and y'all let me know what's going on. Take about 3 minutes, please. Go ahead. Talk to me. One of y'all start off.
Respect. Peace. I'll start.
Peace.
By introducing myself, I am Brother Bomani, a.k.a. Curtis Price, and I'm a POW presently. Being held in the belly of the beast, actually, here in North America. And, I have been actively seeking remedy for my personal issue of lack of liberty. And in my search over the last 17 years of incarceration, I have discovered that my rights were violated. And not only were my rights violated, my human rights were violated. You know, we have constitutionally protected human rights here in America. But my constitutionally protected human rights were violated during the course of their so-called trial. And this led me to seek remedy. And in my search, I came across a brother who was more advanced in international law because I've gone through the state and I've gone through the feds. So after exhausting all my remedies at the state level and the federal level, well, you have to do something different in order to get a different result. And that's when I came across the International Human Declaration of Human, the International Declaration of Human Rights. And that's where my journey began. So I did come across a brother who was actively campaigning on a human rights platform in Detroit. And the brother is named Ramzu Yunus. And I'll allow him to introduce himself further from this point.
Okay.
Well, greetings, salute everybody. Power to the people. Yeah, my name is Ramzu Yunus. Yeah, I like to say I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody that there's somebody that can change everything for everybody. But more personally, I'm Ramzu Yunus, small town, North Carolina, even though I live in Detroit, Michigan. But journey though, I had the same sojourn the brother did in a way. I was incarcerated. That's where I got my enlightenment. But that was a couple decades ago. Got out as a teenager. Went in as a teenager. Got out right after my teens. I immediately moved to Africa. I was disillusioned at what was going on over here in the revolution. I saw a lot of rhetoric, which doing the same thing over and over again, no different results.
Yeah.
So I decided to just move over to Africa, where the action was. And the action at that time was in Zimbabwe, where President Robert Mugabe was taking the land back from the white settlers and giving it to his people.
Power.
Yeah, so I moved to Zimbabwe immediately. I said, well, there's nothing going on over here besides rhetoric. I'm going to Zimbabwe. I was just a young man, barely. I couldn't even grow a beard or nothing at the time. I was very young. But I went over to Zimbabwe, and eventually I ended up working with the president. Even though this was like a whole 9 years later, I began with the president. Yeah, so if any of those who may know me on social media see my cover pictures, a picture of me and Mugabe, and then another picture of me and President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. Anyway, I began working with Robert Mugabe and stayed in Zimbabwe, engaged with them for about 14 years. Then I decided to come back after becoming enlightened on what they were doing and how they got it. Like, hold on, well, we are doing the wrong thing in America. We should focus on self-determination. That's the only thing you have a revolution, as Malcolm said, for is about land, some political control over some land. So learning those principles for them, engaging with the United Nations, with those different presidents and countries, I was also blessed to be in the presence of Mandela and Fidel Castro. But anyway, I came back here several years ago to America and decided to launch this Black Independence Movement, Black Independence. And it fits right along with your story or what the name of this radio show is, People Power. People have power. We just have to exercise that power. So anyway, briefly, that's what I am. I'm just nobody trying to tell everybody, you know. But so we're back here, and focal point is on Detroit because we were trying to set an example by taking Detroit independent, getting the people together to assert their right of self-determination, meaning their right to stand up and say we're going to govern this ourselves as a majority people in Detroit. So that's what we're up to.
Okay. All right, brother, like I said, I'll tell you what, this is going to take probably about a minute and a half so we can give our sponsors an opportunity so they won't try to charge a little bit. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to definitely come back with you, brothers, again. This is People Power Radio. This is your guy, Michael Washington. So y'all hang on just for a minute, and we're going to be right back. We're going to listen to a little bit of OJ's while we take a break.
Are we going to take the Stairways to Heaven?
So did you say soldier?
I was wondering, was that OJ's Stairway to Heaven? That would be a good one. I haven't heard that in a while. Step by step.
Yeah, what you know about the OJ, young man?
Yeah, I used to be my dad's favorite DJ.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. 8-Track Central.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Man, I had experimented so much in my dad's 8-track stereo. We ultimately are broken.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that usually, it's going to cost you a couple of allowance rounds.
Yeah, you got me and my brother a turntable and stuff, you know, but that's when that scratching stuff first came in and turntable. We was just kids. We broke that too. First day.
Oh, wow. Heavy hands. On the wheel of steel.
No, we didn't understand really turntable. Some of them built different one, wasn't it?
This is Brother Michael Washington again here at People Power Radio. We just kept a little bit of station break so these people say that we didn't give him the opportunity to recognize us. We definitely want to keep the show going. Again, we're talking about self-determination tonight. We have two beautiful revolutionaries on our panel tonight, and we're going to let them get a little bit more discussion. I like, first of all, what I was hearing from the brothers, what they were saying. So, again, you brothers out there, talk to me if you can. Tell me what's going on there, brother. Now, you say you're from Detroit, and you've been visiting the brothers up in South Africa. Can you
Ultimately, I'm from North Carolina. Yeah.
Okay.
I moved from North Carolina to Africa, to Zimbabwe. Then I came back from Zimbabwe after 14 years to Detroit.
Wow. Well, let me say this here, man. I'm really impressed by what you just said. You said that you had met some of the most profound, deep heads of state, man, especially my brother Robert Mugabe. Let me tell you what, I mean, I was deeply impressed and just motivated by him making a decision I never thought that I would live to see, where he told those black folks, hey, this is your land. These suckers got 30 days to get up off of it. You at free reign to do as you will. Okay? Now, he didn't do anything wrong. He was trying to let everybody know that, hey, you know, it's time for us to take back what rightfully belongs to us. These imperialists have come over here, and they've basically destroyed and trampled on us. They've taken our land and hung us up by our throats and necks and things. So tell me, did you see any of that while you were over there?
I didn't see any mistreatment, because I went when they just started reclaiming the land or taking the land back. It's actually, they agreed to it along with America and Britain in 1980, in the 1979 actually agreement, Lancaster House agreements in UK. America and Britain agreed to fund Zimbabwe to buy back the stolen land from the white folks. But America and Britain ultimately reneged, 20 years of reneging. So after 20 years, the revolutionaries decided, hey, man, these people are not going to do right. Let's go ahead and just take the land back. For free. We're not even going to honor that stupid agreement to buy back the land from people who stole it. So they just began taking the land. I saw that. Matter of fact, I had got a farm myself and farmed. Yeah.
Okay, good, good. All right, brother. So you said, now, did I also understand that you mentioned Brother Nelson Mandela too, or did I misunderstand that?
Yes, it was a meeting we had there with Fidel Castro was there. It was just a forum. We was there. And I was part of the youth. I was very young, because I was part of the youth delegation there.
Wow.
And, but the meetings, like, with Mugabe, of course, that was just personal meetings in the office going over stuff. And also with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela and his ministers.
All
those
right.
Personal things.
Man, let me tell you, you were right there with some of the heavy hitters. I mean, the real revolutionaries that have blazed a trail for us into the modern day's time of realization that the crookedness of the United States of America, which I like to call United Snakes because that's all they are to me. I'm sorry if I hurt someone ears. But to keep it real, I mean, right here in the Western Hemisphere, we as African Americans, again, we got all kind of names. African American, we black, or we this, that, and other. I'm not going to leave you with that question and let you clear that up for me. I'm going to let the brother do that part. But what I still want to talk to you about another 5-10 minutes here. So what got you off into just wanting to just address the social issues regarding the African-American here in the Western Hemisphere? And why was it necessary for you to tie yourself in with Africa? Can you tell everybody? We got hello, Brittany. How are you? Katie? All right. And you? Oh, okay. Thank you. Go ahead, my friend. Just tell me what motivated
that was,
you. It had been something.
It was part of the journey. Like I said, I left here because I was young at the time, fresh out of prison, just broke out of my teens, and I was ready to take on the world, but I didn't know what to do, but I know what to do was not what was being done. You know, a lot of, you know, rhetoric going on. So I said, well, nobody has a plan that I see, an active plan, so I'm just leaving and going to Africa. I see them doing something there. So I began doing whatever I did there, and one thing led to another, and I started working with the leadership of the country and then other countries after moving. So then after working with Mugabe and working with others, and being, I like to use King's phrase, I've been to the mountaintop, but not the way King said it. You know, the mountaintop, according to Elijah Muhammad, he said the mountaintop of the mountain was government. So after working with government, being at that mountain, working with heads of state, I said, well, our people can do that. We should be governing ourselves. And they also, the revolutionaries in Mugabe's camp and others, said, no, your fight's supposed to be for self-determination, to govern yourself. You have a right as black people in America to stand up and govern yourself. Where you at? Just take it over. You have that right. So that's when I decided, okay, after some years, let's come back and let's launch the Black Independence Movement, and just actually take it beyond the rhetoric and the phrases and the slogans to actually saying, look, let's amass enough people that consent and let's take over. And the first, of course, the blackest city in America, Detroit. That's why I went to Detroit, so we can do it there.
Wow.
To set an example in Detroit, just getting the people, rallying the people together to take over the city. Then we can give ourselves reparations, et cetera.
Wow. Well, you're trying to start, so I'm going to quit talking to you. Yeah, but so now, where are you now with the revolution? I know you're with your good brother here. We're going to definitely speak to him in a minute because I met him about a month and a half ago. And since that time, we've been communicating in daily. I mean, we've been kind of, you know, massaging each other's brain cells. So I just want to kind of get with you a little bit more, and then we're going to talk to him. So what steps do we need to take in self-determination? What is exactly self-determination to you? How did you embrace that thought? Where does it lead us in the future as far as you are concerned?
Yeah, well, all revolutions, including the American Revolution, was based on the right of self-determination, you know, meaning the right for people to determine their political status to pursue their own economic, social, and cultural development. That's what all nations fought for, the right to say, look, our political status, whether it be South Africa, Zimbabwe, Vietnam, we want to be independent of colonial masters or conquerors or racist dominators. We have a right to do that. So that's what helped me embrace it. Being around those countries who did that for themselves, asserted their right of self-determination, said, no, that's what the struggle is for. It's not a struggle for inclusion. It's a struggle to run things ourselves. So after coming to that conclusion, realizing that, hey, we have to, that's the only thing to be done. Of course, at first I thought by being in Africa, everybody should just come to Africa, but that's not a reality. You can't take 50 million people over to Africa. Africa probably wouldn't even accept 50 million of us. But we have a right to determine and govern ourselves where we are, where we are. So that's what led me to, let's just go back and just launch that. Instead of trying to get people to come to Africa, go back there and take over where you are. You're already secluded. You don't have to separate. We're already separate. I'm sure where most of us live on this call, we are in a black area. And white, if it was white, they moved away and left you by yourself as a black people in that community. So you already govern yourselves. So you have a right, just like those white folks did, using people power in Seattle last year. They took over that first six blocks in Seattle, called it an autonomous zone. They had a right to do so. We have a right to do so ourselves, wherever we may be, whether it be six blocks, the east side, the west side, north side, or south side, or in Detroit, the whole city, because Detroit is about 90% black. We can take control of that and govern ourselves via our right of self-determination. That's the first principle in international law. All peoples have a right of self-determination. They don't say all peoples have a right to integrate. All peoples have a right to seek inclusion, to march and protest. No, all peoples have a right to stand up and govern themselves and throw off any government that's of another people that they didn't volunteer to be under. And we did not volunteer to be under this system.
Wow.
So we decided to assert that right.
Okay, let me just take another station break, brother, and we're going to come back with you, and then we're going to go over to the brother and aid. I want to definitely ask you a definitely important question about this killing of the black young jogger, what's his name, Aubrey. I just want to kind of get your opinion on that because it ties in all of what you're saying. But let's go to the station break, and I'll be right back with y'all. Okay, just a minute. This is your People Power Radio. This is your guy, Michael Washington, here. And we're going to continue to talk about what we need to talk about, getting down to get down. I'm back, everybody. How's everybody? Everybody still with me out there?
Good.
All right, brother. So let's get back.
You know,
I'm talking about the
I'm on Auburn.
And I wanted to hear you give me, if you will, a little bit of understanding about what you think about that situation.
That situation down there with my brother who was murdered, everything is an indication of our condition that we're in. That's why we have this people power video. That's why we need to utilize people power, because when you go to court, it's the people versus. So we know that the majority of our people, all of our people, don't agree with these things. But so we have to have, it goes all the way back again to having self-determination, the independent political control. So we can have our own court system so we can really give justice as we see fit. First of all, so we can have our own environment so that wouldn't even happen in the first place. So I don't really pay a lot of attention and post. I never really post and comment too much on, like, current affairs like that, because it would be the same story for me. And the same story for me is if we had self-determination, if we asserted our right to govern ourselves, then we wouldn't have to be facing somebody else's or relying on someone else's so-called justice system.
Whoa. So justice then means actually J-U-S-T-U-S, just us then. In other words, they're targeting.
Just us. No, go ahead. No, what you were saying.
Yeah, so here in the Western Hemisphere, you have to realize, without us, America would be still in the boondocks, you know, as we used to call it when I was growing up. Meaning, I mean, it would have been totally unindustrial. You would have no skyscrapers. You would have no people walking and using intellect and intelligence. So what NASA has done then is NASA has used our intelligence, our manpower, and our strength to build up and make America what it is today. And just like what you were talking about, brother, let me give you a call, brother, our point in time in self-determination is that we have to realize that without us, these people wouldn't be where they are today. And because that is a fact, this need to be resonated throughout the whole United States, throughout the whole world, in knowing that we've had our footprint on every stage of history known to man. Do you agree with that?
Yes, sir. Indeed. Peace.
And so in that fact then, why is it so hard for us to be given our reparations in recognition, like the Jews were given there, the Eskimos were given there, the Italians were given there, the Japanese were given there, and the British and all these people? Why is it, and then I'm going to give you a few more minutes on that to tell me, why is it, through our self-determination, is that important and necessary for us to be given our reparations then as far as self-determination?
Self-determined, I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm reading, when I talk about the right of self-determination, it's in something called the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which was ratified by the United States in 1992, meaning it became the top law of this land based on the Supremacy Clause. So self-determination is a human right. A right to a remedy is a human right. Remedy is the right to a remedy is where they get reparations from, because they have to remedy what they did to us as a people. What they did to us as a people was more than just an economic thing. It was a political power thing. We were taken away from power. So how do you repair that? Reparations is a repair. You repair it by giving us our self-determination back, by allowing us to govern ourselves and have our own economic system. Our approach to reparations is, because it's a political decision, take political power and give it to yourselves. We have enough assets around us where black people live. We have over $15 trillion in real estate value alone where black people live in America. What if we took political control of where we live? Then we have $15 trillion from which to give ourselves reparations. It's all a political decision. So take political power instead of asking a illegitimate political power for reparations. We can give it to ourselves.
Ooh, man, you trying to start something now, brother. Don't start nothing now. Don't start and you ain't ready to complete now, because I'm ready to get on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so in one last minute here now, then, like I said, we got to call the brother, because I definitely want to see what he has to say. So if you had the key, about 2.5 minutes, if you had the key, I'm going to shut up. I ain't going to say a word. Tell me what we need to do in your seat.
Okay. Well, first of all, to take your, give yourself, get justice, guaranteed justice, you have to give it to yourself. You can ask them for it and wait for a million years for it, and it can come from them. But we know it's not going to come from them. So we have to give it to ourselves, the same decision that the founding fathers made. What does it take to declare independence and take over? In international law, same, even in local law, to create another city, you have to have what, a territory. You have to have a consenting population on that territory and a governing body. Now you can be a city, you can be a state, or you can be an independent nation. That's the rules of the game. So when we say people power, can we get enough people to use their power to create their own independent city?
Wow.
Of course, if we can bring 2 million men to Washington, we can take 2 million men to D.C., or to Baltimore, to Detroit, or just get the population itself to rise up where they are, especially if we're a majority and say, look, we're going to govern ourselves. If the people agree, we're only governed by our own consent. So the first order of business is get the people to agree to govern themselves and give themselves reparations and justice. First of all, let the people know that that is an option. Before I leave, I want to point out one thing. It was a study by Princeton University, by a scholar out of Princeton University, Princeton and Tel Aviv University. The study is called We the People, The Strange Demise of Self-Determination. Inside of that study, which is 30 pages, those scholars explain how the government will make sure that the oppressed people never discuss self-determination as an option. Instead, they would discuss protesting, boycotting, trying to force the system into treating them righteously instead of just asserting their right to just take over the system themselves. So this study out of Princeton University pointed out that that's why it says we the people, the strange demise of self-determination. Why are we not talking about the fact that we can just stand up and take over wherever we at? Why are we not talking about that instead of talking about trying to continue to vote, or march and expect mercy from a merciless system? So the number one thing for us to do is learn that we do have a right of self-determination, not the qualms of self-determination, mind you. This study also points out the fact that self-determination will be given to the people, but its meaning will be changed to an impotent meaning. That self-determination in Kwanzaa is impotent because we want to go further than wearing a dashiki than calling myself Ramzu. I don't care if my name is Theodore Roosevelt. If I govern and control my own land, I'm good with that. I don't care about wearing a dashiki and having an African name. So that's not what self-determination is, that Kwanzaa definition. Self-determination means the right to stand up and choose your political status, which is independence, and develop your own economy, society, and your culture. So first of all, we just need the people in agreement on whatever territory.
Whoa, let me hang on here. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk with the brother when I come back. Man, that was ice water. Hey, you must have felt like it was a hot day out there today. You poured cold water on me to chill me off. I'll be right back, man. We're going to listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire until I get back. Y'all, hold on a minute.
Little Earth, Wind, and Fire. I told y'all we're going to have some lightning rod brothers speaking tonight. If y'all not moved by this, ain't no moving you. We still got one more brother going to be talking. Y'all listen and give us your ears, because we got some food right here for you. What are the words from here in Oklahoma City? It's feel pretty good. It's about 60 degrees. Nice, cool breeze. Hey, I'm enjoying the conversation, the music, the brothers that I can speak with. One heart, one love, the power radio. You got it. Thank you.
And tell the man, are you still with us? I hope I didn't put you to sleep. Hello.
Nope, we're still here. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Come on, brother. Now, who's that now? Come on, brother. Tell me your first
Bomani,
name again.
This is Ram Zoo, brother. Brother Bomani should be there.
Yeah, brother Bomani, you there?
I am. Peace.
Come on, brother. Peace, peace. Come on, you got the show. Come on, talk to me now on your end. You heard a beautiful brother here laying down on and laces with him. I know you got something.
Yeah, I just want to focus the attention on Detroit. Right now we are asking that everybody that has family or friends, loved ones, anybody in Detroit who is a resident of Detroit or who is in Detroit, this is for you. This move that's going on in Detroit is for the people. So we're asking that you reach out to your family and friends and let them know that they have an opportunity to join the movement and become free, actually, from the oppressors that have been historically oppressing our people and that will continue to oppress us if we don't do something different. And this is that something different. So definitely call your family and friends that are in Detroit. Let them know that they need to get on board, that they need to jump on this train and let's make it happen. The self-determination platform is for us. As a colonized people, we have rights to throw off our colonization, our colonizers, to resist their attempts to continue to colonize us. They've already destroyed so much of us. I mean, we have to salvage what we can now. Just in the last 50 years, they've managed to go from locking up 300,000 people to 2.3 million people. So we now have 2 million more people incarcerated. 1.5 million of them are melanated people, black men. So we have a crisis on our hands. And if we keep doing what we've been doing, well, we're going to keep getting what we've been getting. And that's unacceptable.
Okay.
I refuse to pass this on to my grandchildren. So I'm here to do what I can. No matter how I have to go, how hard I have to go, how long I have to go, it will be done. We are going to win. We are in the process of learning our rights. So once you know your rights, you can do right and be confident in it. So that's what we're doing. We're promoting human rights. We're sharing. We're teaching. And we're aiding and assisting in the assertion of our human rights as a people.
All right. So, go ahead, excuse me. Go ahead. Come on, keep going.
And for those who are incarcerated, get to your family members who are incarcerated. Let them know that they, too, can withdraw their consent. We want people to go to the DetroitGov.us website and read and learn. That's the first step. We have to learn. I know we're not a big reading people anymore. You know, after being enslaved for however long, you know, we had a hunger for knowledge, but that has seemed to have waned as of late. But we need to reestablish that. We need our people to become studious again and start learning. This is imperative that we become a informed populace, so that we can understand the processes that we're going to have to take in order to make our lives humane. The treatment that we've suffered is too much. We should have long time ago, Malcolm X told us that we were hoodwinked. We should have long came from under these conditions. But without the proper leadership and without the following, we're not going to be able to do it. So we have to be a team. We have to have the right ideas and the right actions to match them. And this is the right idea, and the right action is the people to join. So definitely tell your family and friends, those who are in Detroit, to go to DetroitGov.us and read and learn more and become part of the movement.
Okay.
Excuse me, brother.
So now tell me,
I want to say something for one minute.
Come on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. I want to intervene just quickly. Also, to let people know this is beyond rhetoric. We're not engaged in rhetoric. So you can see what we're actually doing. We've actually taken over 1,000 properties and homes and given them to the people. We're taking over the whole city.
Wow.
We're asserting our right. Asserting of the right means you don't ask for a right. You just act like you control it. So you'll see, if you watch our videos, you see we've gathered thousands of people being gathered, at City Hall to declare their independence. And we're taking over all the properties of the city, giving them to the people, taking over the whole city itself. So if you go to our videos, mainly they're on my YouTube. Go to YouTube, Ramzu Yunus, R-A-M-Z-U. This is Ramzu Yunus speaking. R-A-M-Z-U. Z-U. R-A-M-Z-U. Like a Ramzu, last name Yunus.
Okay.
Y-U-N-U-S. Y-U-N-U-S. Watch the videos. You see us gathering the masses. You see the response of the police, of the media, et cetera, there. In fact, you see a video.
Wow.
Some of you are listening probably saw a video that went viral last month. It got 3.8 million views so far on Facebook. So where the
wow.
police had to back down. The police tried to intervene, and they had to back down. We backed the police down. You see that video. You see it on my Facebook page, and you see it on that YouTube page, Ramzu Yunus. Some of you, I'm sure some people on this line have seen that video because it got 3.8 million views, and I'm sure that includes most of the people. So
I'm sure
just to say that we are active in doing this. It's not just rhetoric. We're not on this show talking about self-determination.
Right.
We're asserting our right of self-determination. We are taking over Detroit as we speak.
Well, let me say this here, brother. I'm going to give y'all the floor definitely back, but I'll tell you what, we're going to do a follow-up on this next week. I didn't know y'all was doing that powerful out there. I mean, that's the reason for everything. You know what I mean? Because, brother, I don't know if brother told you or not, you got a real one right here who love to get you out there, who love to be a part of this, who's going to get you out there if he can. You know what I mean? I'm going to send somebody your way if I can, because it's all about unity in our community. Again, One Love People Power Radio, not just Johnny's radio or Harry's radio. It's People Power Radio.
People,
you know what I mean?
Power.
So we're going to definitely commit to doing a phase two of this next week, for real. You know, so y'all get ready. Come on, brother. Y'all keep talking to me right quick. Come on, keep talking. So how do
Go ahead, Bomani. I just want to intervene for a few minutes. I just want to intervene for that minute. Continue, Bomani.
Yes, indeed.
Come on, brother Bomani. Come on.
The liberation struggle from the incarcerated side of the board is crucial because those who are incarcerated have the luxury of time to be able to study and learn and share the information that they've learned through their studies, which would help the learning curve, would speed up the learning process for our community, which is crucial. We're going to have an informed community, an informed population, because without that, well, you're ineffective. You just don't know. And what you just don't know, you can't do what you don't know. So once we learn, then we can apply what we've learned. And then we'll be able to do it confident. And then we'll have the respect of our brothers and sisters who have also learned. And that's something that we need to repair, the respect that we have for each other. That's one reason why we have such a lack of respect in our community. We haven't done much that respectable or honorable, I should say, not respectable, honorable. We need to do things that are honorable in order to restore the bond between brothers and sisters, because right now we're looking at each other sideways because, you know, we've been so broken that we have to find a way to repair that relationship. And this is one way to do it, by learning who we are, learning our rights, and standing up for that. Without the men standing up, the women are not going to respect us.
Oh, no.
So
you believe that?
As men, we have to stand up just to make sure that our women and children are safe. Because right now, with these mandates, all these violation of our human rights, violation of our family rights, it's getting critical. So we can't afford to sit around and wait for somebody to come save us. That hasn't happened yet, it ain't gonna happen. We are ourselves. We are the Black Messiahs. Our people,
whoa,
the Black men, the Black men are the Black Messiahs. That's why they've been attacking us
okay.
so much. That's why they shot us down in the streets. That's why they shot the little brother
oh.
down.
Whoa.
They
whoa,
know,
man. I got a caller here that wants me to ask a question of you. What do they need to do to get a part of this other than going to the videos on YouTube? How do they get involved?
Ramzu, go ahead.
This is Linda Beauchamp from up in San Francisco. She wants to know she likes what she's hearing today. And tomorrow, like I said, next time we go, we'll give the audience out there who's not our guest, we'll give them probably a little bit, probably at least 4 or 5 minutes, you know, because like I said, it's not designed basically right now to just let in and everybody keep interrupting us or whatever. But we want to let everybody know it would give you an opportunity to chime. But if they want to become involved up there with this Detroit thing again, how do they do it?
Okay. You can go to www.detroitgov, that's Detroit, GOV.US. And from there you can read, and you can also join us. You can look for the human rights policy officers to learn more about your
okay.
human rights and how to promote human rights and protect human rights. So please, definitely,
okay.
go to the site and join us.
Y'all give me a minute. I have to take a station break, and we're going to come back with Brother Bomani and let him give a little bit more rendition about his situation and as far as self-determination is concerned, because, like I said, you brothers are very beautiful, man. I mean, oh, man, I mean, I'm just skyrocketing here on excitement and jubilation here. So y'all give me a minute, and we'll be right back. Hold on.
No problem.
All right, y'all been hearing it out here.
Yeah.
Y'all better come on, get on board, because we ain't playing. Hey, them brothers up there in this Detroit is what we've been looking for. You want to go to the YouTube channel? Go to RAMZUUN YUNUS. Get you better understand about it. Them brothers ain't playing up there, man. We need to follow suit, y'all. We're back at People Power Radio. Yours truly, your guy, the tree shaker, Michael Watson, right here in Oklahoma City. Well, we ain't playing the game. We mean business, straight up with the capital M. If you ain't down with the show, if you ain't down with the revolution and the cause of freedom, justice, and equality for our people, you're listening to the wrong radio show today. We're just going to let you know that. We don't mean to run nobody off, but if you ain't trying to be real with it, we ain't trying to play. And because this is People Power Radio. Well, we mean business. We're trying to give each brother and sister an idea to get away from masculine, start doing for self. Self-preservation is the first law of nature, and when you understand that, you have more confidence in yourself, belief in yourself, and the ability to make things happen. Again, Brother Bomani, come on back with it, man. Talk to me. What's going on, brother? What else we need to hear?
I'll be over here. Well, back to the incarceration issue. The mass incarceration is another human rights violation. That's genocide. So under the international laws against genocide, there's steps that we can take to liberate ourselves. Well, we're already
okay.
in the process of manifesting this. So we're asking those who are interested, who have loved ones who are incarcerated, to go to www.fnjn.us. That's www.fnjnfreedomandjusticenow.us. As FNJN.US stands for Freedom and Justice Now. And that's the mission. We're looking to liberate our people. We have a long history in this land. This is actually our ancestral homeland, but we've been so brainwashed, so whitewashed, that they've just wrote us out of history here. Malcolm X spoke about it. Martin Luther King spoke about it, and were assassinated. So this is definitely what they were trying to keep us from discovering. And knowledge of self is powerful. It's powerful because it gives you energy. It gives you an edge, because now you understand why they treat us the way they treat us. This is our land. Wow. And if they can disconnect us from the land and tell us that, oh, you're not Aboriginal Americans, you're African Americans. That was a choice.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So we got to understand the tricks that our enemy has been using, and then we have to get up to speed so we can counter them. That's why it's important for us to study. It's important for us to know. One thing we definitely have to study is revolution. We have to understand that you cannot reform this system. I know I have a lot of comrades who wish that that wasn't true, but that's the facts. You can't reform the system. Martin Luther King himself said.
Mm-hmm. It needs to be dismantled altogether.
Abolish it. Yeah, withdraw your consent from it is what we have to do. We don't have to do anything violent.
Okay.
We're not promoting violence here. We're promoting common sense. It only makes common sense to govern ourselves. Everybody else does it. All self-respecting people govern themselves, except for one. That's because we don't respect ourselves.
Wow.
So this is what we can do to show and prove. If you do respect yourself, if you love yourself, if you love your children, if you have love for your parents, your elders, definitely step up and let us work together. Let us come together in unity and solidarity and support this move. This is the business. If we don't do anything else, this will change everything. This one move right here changes everything. So definitely go to the website, to DetroitGov.us, read and learn, and share it. For those who are incarcerated, go to www.fnjn.us and have them share that information as well. So now you're all up to speed. My part here is done. Thank you for your time, brothers and sisters.
Wow.
All be blessed and your families be well. One love.
Oh, man. I tell you, you might want to get ready, because, like I said, we're going to do a self-determination part two, okay? I just want to say a few words here, and then I especially want you brothers to re-quote those sites and websites and YouTube channels and things of this nature, because we have some people up here now, this line is blowing up over here, liking what they're hearing, and they're saying, yes, we want number two. Self-determination number two, because you people, brother, let me tell you what y'all have done, Bomani, and brother, brother Ramza, is that how you say it, Ramza?
Ramzu.
Is that how you pronounce it? Yeah, Ramzu. Well, let me tell you, brother, y'all lit a flame already tonight, so again, I'm already getting a request for self-determination number two. Again, Randy said he's going to get his mother and sister to listen next week. So, again, I think we've got a few people interested in what y'all are doing here, because let me tell y'all something. There is a direct connection with the African-American community here in the Western Hemisphere and of that of prison. You have to realize they're targeting us when we came to the Western Hemisphere in the first place on those slave ships called Jesus, Carolina, and Desire and all that there. Come on now. And yet they tell us we need to desire to be better. You know, Carolina, I want to go to Carolina this week. Come on now. We knew all the tie-ins. And then Jesus Christ, come on, don't start it with me, nothing like that. I don't like biting my tongue like you do. But anyhow, so we want to let everybody know too, brother, man, that we need to get this information out to these people, because revolutionaries like yourself need to be heard, because once again, people need to hear from a radio station that allows people to say what they want to say. They're not going to censor you. If you need to say, "Bastard, the son of a bitch," okay, so what? You know what I mean? Because here we are here letting you know that your word will be heard. Sometimes emotions pop off like that when you have to use that word. You see what I'm getting at? So we want everybody to know, hey, man, if it slip, oh, well. You know, be real. Let yourself be real, everybody that's listening here, because this is your radio station. Here, we sit here to give you your voice, the otherwise silent voice that you wouldn't have. Other than that, we seek no greater praise, glory, no recognition of any kind other than the fact that we're here being your voice for you when you don't have a voice. You know, we're concerned with all our loved ones incarcerated. We're concerned with those who are not incarcerated. We're concerned about those who are being shot down with their hands up in the air. Our young kid we know just recently got away with cold-blooded murder here up there at Rittenhouse. Now, come on, man. If that had been one of us, we'd have been under the penitentiary the same day. You know, I'm just keeping it real, you know. So racism is really high here in America. And, again, I find it awful strange that this youngster here is going to be watching a doggone verdict from the jury sitting there with the judge, arm on the judge's shoulder. Now, really, what kind of justice is that? Was that a way of showing us that, hey, we run this here, and you African-Americans, you Negroes, you're going to have to stand back because this is not about y'all. You know, so, again, I'm really up in there. I don't know how that Ahmaud Arbery situation is going to turn out, but let me tell you, they better hope it's coming out right because a lot of people are going to be mad if it's not. So I'm just saying that all right. So anyhow, y'all, we're going to take again another station break in, and we're going to let the brothers again get back on the air for about a minute each and tell us a little bit about, again, what we can go to find out information they're talking about. This is your guy here, Michael Washington at People Power Radio. Well, again, our motto is change your world and your world will change around you. We're going to go back to the average white man again, the sooner you give. Y'all, check out. I'm right back. It's your guy, your tree shaker, Michael Washington, again. Self-determination tonight is our topic. And, again, we're going to do self-determination part two. So y'all might as well get ready because we're going to have these same brothers on next week. And we're going to give you a little bit of taste of what you got tonight because I know you can't get it all in one night. So we want to make sure that you get a little bit more the next time around. So, again, we're going to ask all y'all to tune in. So, again, I'm going to take this instant right now and give you brothers about 30 to 40 seconds apiece and tell us a little bit about that website as well as YouTube channels right quick. So, brother, anyone y'all want to start off, we're going to start and give you about 34 seconds. Y'all, I got to get ready in. Go ahead. Talk to me.
Yes, that would be DetroitGov.us.
Mm-hmm.
That's DetroitGov.us. And you can go to the YouTube channel of Ramzu Yunus. That's RamzuYunus.
Okay.
You
gotcha.
And you can go to the website www.fnjn.us. That's www.fnjnus.us. And you can go to the Freedom and Justice Now YouTube page. So definitely.
All righty. Thank you, brother. I'm going to have to get ready to call here because they are waving the fingers at me. they don't want trying to cut me off. But let me say this, y'all. I'm going to play a little bit of music. And then I want you brothers to call me up when we get through because I want to talk to y'all a little bit more before we go. So, again, y'all, we hope that y'all all that's listening to us had a little bit of good time tonight because we intend to give you a good time tonight, and we hope that we did that for you. So, again, I'm going to let the music play while I go out, and then we'll end it like this here. We got about 19 seconds. They just reminded me, so you brothers and everybody out there, please take care of yourself. Be safe during this holiday weekend and with your travel and your family. Tell your loved one tonight that you love them because tomorrow is not a promise to you. Be blessed, everybody. Until next time, this is your guy, Michael Washington, People Power Radio. Be blessed and let God know that you love everyone. May God bless and keep you. May he let his face shine upon you and give you peace. Goodbye, everybody. Good night. Have a blessing.
One love. One love.
Salute.
Y'all.